This is the BBC.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. There's a man in a bush on transfer deadline day outside Reading Stadium. Also, we have some huge news about Chibuddy G and Inyo Nabingo with Kel Spellman and Faye Ripley from Cold Feet. And also, it's the last Innuendo Bingo. It was super fun doing the Radio 1 Breakfast Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday while Grimmy was off. But yesterday after the show, don't know about you, Chris, I did question if we were okay, hon.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yesterday especially, all got a bit strange.
Right? At the end of Tuesday's show, something in my brain thought it would be a really good idea to go and shout spoilers out for old TV shows and films down a megaphone really loud on the busiest street in London, Oxford Street. Just because I was a bit tired and ratty.
It was little Bobby Beale who killed Lucy.
MeastEnders there and Bake Off.
In the last Bake Off, Nadia wins it with her big fat British wedding cake.
Also, I'm not going to play it again, but without thinking, I accidentally ruined the end of Broadchurch for so many of you that haven't even bothered to watch it yet. And for that, I would like to apologise. Then a bit later, we thought it'd be a great idea to come up with this idea. Coming up after nine, we'll do Bumble O Wednesday, yeah. And also, do animals sound different in other countries?
I don't even know how we started discussing this, Mills.
For instance, does a dog in Finland sound different to a British one? Find out soon. And then we did that on air, but we all learned something. We all learned what a German cockerel sounds like. And a Korean pig. Sounds a little bit like Work by Rihanna.
That's my favourite.
And a donkey in India. But then we had a call from Patty, who's from Poland. Turns out, it's not just animals that sound different abroad.
It's not just animals that make different noises. So here in England, when you knock on the door, it obviously goes knock knock.
Right.
Whereas in Poland, we would say puk puk.
Right, so even the doors make different noises. Anyway, welcome to Thursday's show. I've now had a full 8 hours sleep, so let's see what today brings. BBC Radio
1. Scott Mills.
Martin in Leeds has been on saying, not doing anything for deadline day today, lads. Oh yeah, that's coming up. We'll tell you a bit about that later on. Also, we've got Inyo Nabingo today with Kel Spellman, who's been on this show for the last couple of days, and his co-star in the new series of Cold Feet, Faye Ripley. That's going to happen at 1:45. Faye's already here. Kel's not.
She is so excited about playing, by the way.
Is she? Tell me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All the tweets. I've just had a couple of DMs as well, just saying how excited she is.
Okay,
amazing.
Awesome. So it's Faye Ripley and Kel Spellman, who are in the new Cold Feet, which is back on your TV. That'll be at 1:45. Also, something else here. I like to do some, like some admin for people every now and again about the show. Hello, Adam in London. We've just got your text and always on hand to help with the listener in need. Because, you know, like, so much happens on Radio 1 that is sometimes like you go to yourself, did that happen or did I imagine it? Adam says, am I losing my mind or did this show have a thing with a Welsh guy saying lube? Google isn't helping. Yes, Adam, it was actually a fact on our game Real or No Real, read out by Stefan Powell from Radio 1's Newsbeat.
At this year's London Marathon, when runners reach the water stations around the course, they'll also be able to grab pots of lube and bottles of baby oil.
That was it. I'd kind of forgotten myself there. Yeah, the old pots of lube.
But the Welsh pronunciation of lube, is one of my favourite things. So there you go. And also, here's what happened when we handed a pot of royal lube to Prince William before the London Marathon. It was actually Vaseline. and there you are, your very own royal.
Thank you very
much. Just to clarify, that is Vaseline.
Yes.
That is definitely
Vaseline. Which is also available.
I have to clarify that.
Yeah. Oh my God, that happened.
That shouldn't happen.
When it's at the time, you're like, okay, fine, because it's happening at the moment. I gave Prince William a pot of that. Any other questions about the show, please feel free to drop me a line, anything.
Scott Mills.
Cold Feet is back on the telly next week. It's such a massive show. And from the show, we've got Faye Ripley and Kel Spellman here. Hi, guys.
Hi, Scott.
Hello. So excited.
This is weird because Kel was actually doing this show yesterday and now it's like, and here's Cold Feet, it's Kel Spellman. This is a bit strange, really.
I showed him how to use the mic. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, in case you don't know how to use this, so you just speak into it, Kel.
Yeah, cheers, Chris.
Faye, I know you're like a super fan of Inu Bingo, right?
I'm a super fan. I don't want to scare you, but I'm sort of a super fan of yours and Chris.
Oh, yes.
Like, I talk about you like you're in my life properly. Like,
well, we kind of are.
You're my proper friends. Yeah. Well, you are now, because I've now met you.
Can I ask, why have you brought what looks like a wig on the table in front of you there?
Well, because I know what's going to happen. I know what's about to happen to me.
Right.
I thought, pull the hair off the face, but do it with style. It was a small, portable wig. Which I'm going to
yeah, but it's really small. It doesn't look like a wig for your head.
No, it doesn't.
What are you saying?
That's what we're.
I can't remember what they're called, but you know the ones.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's definitely for your head. So right, the new series back next week. So where are we at? If people haven't seen it ever, or you know, just give us a kind of update of what's going to happen or where we're at in the series.
Well, basically, we were on the telly. You know. 20 years ago or something, and now we're back. We came back last year. Loads of people watched this, and the characters are a bit older, and one of them has a son, and that's Kel Spellman.
Who can that be? Oh, hi.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hello. So you're basically... You're basically from the womb, just about, aren't you, in the show?
Yeah. You can basically... You watch me kind of born
and you're,
in the original series.
And you're called Matt.
Yes.
And Kel, you do such a good job of pretending to be someone young as well.
Well,
I mean, I know it's your birthday today.
And actually, we all know that Kel is actually 34. But but he does a really good job of being on the TV.
He's a really good actor.
And can we just say happy birthday to Kel?
Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Cheers, guys.
Do we give him some bumps?
Birthday beats.
Birthday beats. Did you enjoy doing the show the last couple of days?
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. I was nervous, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I was really nervous.
But you do all the acting on the telly. Why were you nervous?
Yeah, but because one, this show is very special to me anyway. So to be asked to kind of, you know, be involved with it was a bit of a dream. And then obviously you want it to be good. Mm. I was like, oh, I'll just hope I can deliver.
Yeah, we want that. Kel, what's it like being involved with Cold Feet as well? Because it is a legendary show.
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing.
Who's your favourite, Kel?
I mean, Jimmy's great. Hermione's great.
Jimmy's okay. Jimmy's alright.
Robert is, you know, and John.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel that you. I feel just from this chat we're having here, that, like, to film it and to be on set must be a whole load of fun.
Yeah.
So fun.
Yeah.
So fun. It actually is. It's like the thing that people want the most, like they do from the Friends show from America. They want us to be friends. Well, hey, we are.
Yeah.
And now Kel's one of us.
Yeah. How's Kel fitted in with your family from that show? Because obviously you're all quite tight, and then someone new turns up, and he's a major role in the show.
Yes.
So how's that for you? Did you like him at first? He's very good, I think, with people.
He's very good with older people.
No, I wasn't going to say that.
Yes, I knew you were thinking that, but I agree. He's very, very good with an older, middle-aged lady. Like myself. He is. He shows real interest in my hobbies.
He is a lovely boy.
He's just a lovely boy. Which I have told his mum.
Okay, excellent.
Yes.
This is great. Can we just say, though, honestly, me and Faye have been talking about doing this basically since last series.
That is true.
Really?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
We really have.
So I first met him and went, get me on Innuendo Bingo.
Well, now it's about to happen. And I think we just all go for it today, right?
Scott Mills.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay, so Faye Ripley and Kel Spellman, two stars of the show, are here. Kel has played this before and generally starts laughing before even the clips begin. And Faye is probably, well, I would say probably one of the most excited people I've ever seen about playing this game.
Yeah.
Okay, so what you do is you take water as much as you can in your mouths. It's a three-way with Faye, Kel,
here we go.
And Chris.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay, we're going
okay.
in.
Don't be so funny leading into it, Scott.
I'm sorry, that's me. I'll try.
Everyone all right about the cold sores?
Mm. Oh, Faye.
Yeah.
Okay, right. First, we're going over to the Open Golf. And this commentator sounds like he's had a particularly pleasing start to the tournament.
A really good start. Certainly can't complain about a 69.
I mean, you can't really. What a great start to the day's play. Couldn't agree more.
Quite a good start.
Certainly can't complain about a 69.
There we are.
It's a good number.
It is. Yeah. More water, please.
Okay.
Next, we're going over to the interview on Channel 4. Now, over the past few weeks, students up and down the country have been finding out their A-level and GCSE grades and working out exactly what they want to do next. Although, I imagine no matter what grades you receive in your exams...
What?
Why did that happen? Why was the premature spraying then?
Can't look at the faces.
I've just got fey in my peripheral. Just bulging.
The face isn't good.
Sort of twitching as well. Sort of little cheeks twitching.
Yeah, it is.
It's quite hard.
So yeah, if you got your exam results, I imagine no matter what grade you receive, nothing could prepare you for an interview question like this if you're going to an interview soon.
How often do you update this?
I update it on about 2 week to monthly sort of process.
Wow.
So you'll be fives and sixes very soon.
I was going to say, you're going to have to kind of increase your scoring then.
And then, like, if so anything that improves, obviously I'll update it and then...
Did you ever knock yourself off?
No, not as popular as I thought. Mm. Okay. Sometimes they just don't work, you know? You don't have to laugh. Next, one of our favourite clips from the last few weeks.
Oh.
What's up? What's happened there?
I'm wetting myself.
Yes, that does. Yeah. If you've ever done it before, it tends to go more on you.
Yeah.
Try and spray it out, Faye. Spray it out.
Just midpoint. I'm not managing.
Okay, another one of our favourite clips now from the last few weeks. It's over to BBC Local Radio, and it's Paul Miller on BBC Oxford. And we joined Paul describing the chaos that was caused after a recent flood in his hometown. I mean, just when his next-door neighbour didn't think his week could get any worse.
And the gentleman next door had lost all his ridge tiles. House across the road had lost most of their ridge tiles as well. He also, his back door was smashed in.
Get it into a spat.
I hope he's okay.
Oh, you weren't.
You're like a drowned rat. Oh, Kel, that's not very nice.
So is As that. I say, he's so good with middle-aged women.
That was more the hair.
Okay.
That was my worry.
Okay, let's get some more water, please. And we are going to Steve right now in the afternoon on BBC Radio 2. Now, where the songs are playing on the radio, we generally, well, we have a bit of a gossip in that and even chat about things that we were... Why are you spitting at each other now?
My God, job sounds so sort of rubbish.
My job sounds rubbish?
We have a little gossip.
I mean, one day we need to do the show that we do off air, on air. We kind of did on the Lollophon. Yeah, okay. I did make my job sound a lot more rubbish than it actually is. But anyway, over on Radio 2, Water, turns out they get up to all sorts when the songs are playing.
That was me doing Enya.
Steve right there impersonating Irish singer Enya.
That was me doing Enya.
Okay, good.
Steve.
Okay, next, it's over to Good Morning Britain with Susanna Reid. As you know, Good Morning Britain is totally live. And, it's easy to make mistakes on live television. Someone's had a little slip of the tongue here and... looks like Susanna has given out a completely different website to the one she intended.
You can find out all the details about our shortlisted mums, including Rose, in our Mum in a Million competition. All the details are on our website, itv.com.
What was that website?
It was...
itv.com.
Don't visit that one, please.
That's not it.
That's not it.
Has anyone checked that website?
No, and please don't. Especially not at work.
Especially not at work. Imagine now, people in the office.
No. Water, please.
Okay.
Now, this is one of our all-time classics. Mm. We've saved it for you guys. It's over on BBC Radio 4. And there's an adventurous old lady who has a surprising way to pass the time while descending a mountain.
She did. The longest journey she did was 25 miles in one day across a mountain pass. But they did realise that actually it was quite unsafe going down on a donkey. Oh.
You're enjoying the game, Faye?
You're loving it, Faye?
I feel I'm the wettest.
Is it wetter than he expected?
But, like, can I just say, Kel's fringe... It looks like it's just been blow-dried.
Right, it does, yeah.
Mine? Not so much.
No.
Not so much.
I like the mascara. Yeah.
And now we're going over to BBC Radio Solent, and it's Julian Clegg's show on the South Coast.
Cheers, man.
Now, there's a very good reason why we don't really do phone-ins anymore on Radio 1. Mm. And... I think this clip sums up why.
We're asking today, after yesterday's torrential rain, the wettest you ever got. Sarah in East Cow says, "Hi, Julian, I got soaked through to my underwear at an Elton John concert. The puddles were ankle deep."
Oh, dear. That's why we don't do them anymore.
That's why I don't go to an Elton John concert.
And finally, one of our favourite innuendo bingo clips.
Let's go for this one, yeah?
Okay, let's go for
it. Yeah, I mean, I've been holding back.
That was straight in the face before, sorry.
It's Marie. What happened there? Kel, sometimes you just can't control that mouth of yours.
Don't. There was an innuendo there from Chris.
Right, okay.
I didn't spot it.
Water, please. Now, this is from a really old episode of a TV show called Murder, She Wrote. Now, as we join the story... Right, they're just spraying for no reason now. What's happened? Chris, can you explain what's going on?
I can't.
Okay. Now, as we join the story, an older detective has some really important advice to share with his younger colleague. Lads, take note.
Jessica, you did real well. Sure, you solved the murder, sure, but nothing beats that warm all over feeling you get from nailing another man, right?
and that, everybody, was favourite plea and Kel Spellman.
Well done, guys.
Innuendo bingo, and what a brilliant one it was. Make sure you watch the new series of Cold Feet, and thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Did you enjoy it as much as you thought you would, Faye?
On some levels.
Right, okay. That's all I need. Scott Mills. Today was a brilliant innuendo bingo, wasn't it?
I really enjoyed it.
It was a good one. Great clips. I love Faye. Obviously, we love Kel anyway, part of the Red One family. But we do have some news to bring you today. Like Taylor Swift, the old innuendo bingo is dead. You know, like how some of your favourite shows, like you love them at the time, you're obsessed with them. But then they do finish and you do have to kind of get on with it.
Mm.
Like, obviously until the next series happens, like Game of Thrones. It's done. Next one, 12 months away. Even, do you remember how gutted people were when Love Island went? We've all moved on now, but that finished.
Yeah, but I agree with you, Scott, because at the time it becomes part of your life. You almost get a little bit used to it, don't you?
Well, that's the thing.
It's just there.
Yeah. I mean, Big Brother, that's finished. It's finished, yeah. X Factor, that's been gone for a year. I know that some people, it's back this weekend, some people really missed it. You met any of those?
But it comes back. But it's good to have a break sometimes.
Right, so this is what I'm saying. Sometimes I think things need to be rested for us to make them appreciate them again when they come back. Like all our favourite shows. So for now, today was the last innuendo bingo for a while. But it's been fun. Now we're going over to Countdown on Channel 4. Oh, I hate it when the contestant's mind just wanders off somewhere else.
Helen.
7.
Yes, Bobby?
And 7.
2 7s. Helen.
I've got a pioneer.
A pioneer.
And I have erection.
An erection. Very good.
We were just talking about him, Ibiza and Radio 1 legend, Pete Tong. Amazing to know that after all these years in the game, Pete Tong still gets this excited about a guest mix.
And Dennis Crew's crazy after him.
Danny. Danny can't keep it together.
I was just imagining Pete Tong getting excited then.
And here is Jonathan chatting to an etiquette expert. Now, Louise, obviously you're a YouTuber. You love a selfie, right? Have you taken one with one of these?
I hope I'm never living in a society or future generations are living in a society where it's okay to take a selfie with a stiffy.
Call 0116 251 1049.
Ow! Mayday! Mayday, my contact lenses! You smacked my contacts out!
Mayday!
I don't know, I actually...
Mayday!
Is this a genuine Mayday?
Yes! Has anyone got any contact fluid?
And Dennis Crew's crazy After Hours mix is on the way, which gets me so excited.
Danny can't do this.
Her boobs can be massive.
It was just so quick.
Her boobs can be massive.
We've lost him.
That's genuinely mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the game.
It's the game. You're in now.
We're going to...
Wait. I'm supposed to gratuitously spit at you. I have to find it funny.
Find it funny and then you'll spit the water out.
But I want to spit at you. It's vulgar.
No, you do.
No, it's okay.
That's the game.
Let it go.
No, in serious. How many... this is... I mean, do you know what? I know I like fun. You know, this is all fun.
We're going to have a Walker Scott.
And Dennis Crew's crazy After Hours mix is on the way. Which gets me so...
No. He can't do it. He can't get through it. After hearing this, Danny, you'll be pleased that you didn't get Gorka Marquez as your professional dancer.
One, two, three, four, we'll go side, six, seven, eight.
The thing with Gorka is he goes in deep and there is no introduction.
Okay, we've lost both of them now. Come on, here's Phone Cotton.
Oh God, it went back up my nose.
Oh no.
The evergreen soccer cocker hook Rihanna will tolerate.
He's really trying hard to keep the water in.
He loves that plant.
I don't. That's genuinely funny.
Hooray!
Right, last chance on this.
Okay, sorry. Okay. I promise.
And Dennis Crew's crazy After Hours mix is on the way, which gets me so excited, I have to knock one out myself. I have to knock one out myself.
It's not the end, but for now, thank you, Innuendo Bingo. Now, when's the rap party? Ruth!
Scott Mills.
Obviously, like, that did come out of the blue. Some people are going to be a little bit, you know, a little bit confused, a little bit sad, a little bit upset about Innuendo Bingo. Chris on Twitter says, I've got so many good memories of it. It's not, like, it's not dead.
Not necessarily, but it is one of those things as well. If people want it back, it will work its way back eventually.
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe in a different form or something, but I just think, you know, like I said, the TV shows have seasons. These things should too. It makes you want them more. Why would you do this? Especially during Bake Off season, says
Liam.
Yeah,
to be fair, that is a good point.
Can you not do breaking news? It scares me, says Dave. It's all right. It's just, for now... Bingo is done.
Scott Mills.
One of my favourite things to see Chris do is when he's just eaten some spicy food because he can't handle it.
I can't deal with this.
It's like he's just been for like a 10-mile run. He's like this. I see it as a challenge myself.
Yeah, I'm not like the worst with it, but Scott, I'm struggling so much right now.
Yeah. See, I'll put the extra chilies on just to make it a challenge for myself sometimes.
Oh, well.
Get you. You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm just sweating.
I'm really pale.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
What was it?
It's just this soup thing, but I don't know why. It's just kicking off.
I've not seen you like this for
ages.
Mate,
it's...
just because
anyway.
Of food. Yesterday, we were on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show since Monday, and we had a selection of real interesting callers on, especially on bangers.
Yeah, what's good? Now I'm on my way to work, innit, cuz?
It is, cuz.
Yeah, get me.
So this is the dude from yesterday.
You know what? I don't really know yet. Whoever's got the biggest beat for me, innit, cuz? Like, I don't really know. Like, I'll go for Chris, innit, because he's a bad man still. He's like around my age, innit?
Now, Chris played these calls back to his girlfriend on the podcast last night, and she actually, she almost weed herself laughing.
I think the surprise was we briefly spoke to this guy before, and he could not sound any more different to what you just heard. So it was just such a surprise.
We were all just looking at it like, that's not the guy we just spoke to. Anyway, here's Josh. Good afternoon, Josh.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, okay, good. yeah, that's exactly the same Josh. Voice that I just spoke to. Josh, what are you doing?
It is. I'm farming.
Okay, where are you farming?
Near Scunthorpe.
Okay. Weather today, what's it like?
Weather's good, actually. It's been raining on and off, so we're just trying to get a last bit of wheat cut before end of harvest.
I know, because I've seen it all over Twitter again today. Everyone's like, the actual meteorological end to summer has happened.
Yeah, that's it.
You've got a load of weather mates at the moment, Mills. So I've seen you popping up on Facebook with these various different weather people.
Yeah, I've...
I'd say it's more your game, isn't it, declaring when the summer is over?
Well, here's the thing. I have made... I've taken it upon myself in 2017, and it was one of my goals for the year, to make more friends with more meteorologists. So, I know exactly what's going to happen, because you know I'm obsessed with the weather.
Yeah, well, clearly.
All right, Josh, who do you normally pick when you're ploughing those fields on bangers?
I usually go with Starkey.
Yeah, I thought you did. Okay, well, I don't think you're going to like mine
actually
today.
Actually, was that Hayabusa when Chris played in the toilet, so I was right next to you both.
You were in Ibiza?
Were you?
Yeah, I was right there next to you both shouting. It was epic.
Did you love it?
Yeah, it was brilliant.
Oh,
was
good
really
times.
Good
times in toilets in Ibiza. Yeah, oh, see, that's what I'll take away.
Something unexpected.
That's what I'll take away from this summer, you know? Okay, you'll probably hate it. This is what I've got for you.
No, it's not a good one.
Pardon?
It's not a good one.
Oh. It's Avril Lavigne, girlfriend.
Funny, because I heard Avril Lavigne this morning, but Skater Boy, she's had a resurgence.
Yeah.
I think it was on Throwback.
On Today,
on Grimmy Show.
No point playing anymore.
Well, no,
I'm not going to choose it.
No, but mate, it's a classic Scott Mills choice. My choice today, I thought we could all have a moment, sort of freeze, and do the Harlem Shake. Like, do you remember when this was a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Around the same time as the Ice Bucket Challenge. I'd like to nominate.
But if everyone's up for it, I mean, obviously it depends on what you're doing as a situation. Don't be unsafe. But if you would like to freeze and then...
Do you know what, Josh? I've actually taken mine out of this. Like, I'm so convinced you're not going to choose mine. I've actually taken mine completely out of the system.
Yeah, well, you're right. I'm going to have to go with Starkey. Yeah. Con lo terrorista.
Does anyone actually remember how to do it?
Hey, you just sort of go mad, don't you?
Right.
It is a who's.
I mean,
but it won.
It's not aged well, but it did win.
What, you think Avril Lavigne would have aged well?
I mean, the song. It's a better song. It's a better song.
It's not.
It is. Hey, you, I'm your girlfriend. Anyway, so Chris pushes ahead on bangers today. With Harlem Shake.
Scott Mills.
We're going to speak to our guy in a bush outside the Majewski Stadium in Reading. What's he doing there, Chris?
He is doing something called Bushwatch. He's a Reading fan, and what he does is he sits in a bush. It's legendary, this. Does it every year. And he tries to spot Reading players or players that Reading are going to sign arriving at the stadium.
Okay, we've done this for the last couple of years, and he just hides in the bush and just tries to spy on people arriving, thinking, well, they could be the new players.
Well, he thinks the club won't remove him from the premises if he hides in a bush. But now everyone knows that he's doing it, and people almost go to visit him at the bush. He calls it Bushwatch on Twitter.
Here's the thing, right? Normally on this show, all you talk about, not often like on air, but off air, is like, you're all over transfer deadline day. Why am I not feeling that excitement today?
Well, I'm a Watford fan, so there hasn't been too much going on there at the moment. I'm sort of keeping an eye loosely over it.
Right, I just don't feel you're as excited as you have been in recent years.
Well, what's wrong?
I don't know. Just normally you're like, oh, it's so exciting, and no, I'm not feeling that today.
It normally is, but I've been so let down by the last few transfer deadline days that okay.
You've scaled it back.
Well, no, I'll get more excited if you want. I just assumed you didn't really want to talk about it too much.
I'm not feeling the love as much as I have.
There's been some good things happening, big things.
Okay. Yeah. Scott Mills. We have various traditions on our show. They've just kind of happened over the years, really. Like how I always play the first Christmas song of the year on Radio 1. That's a tradition, although I've been beaten to it this year by Annie Mack. I mean, she feels terrible about it, but it was some kind of, like, request hour she was doing, and someone asked for Band-Aid.
Do you worry that she might have already ruined Christmas at such an early stage?
No, I'm just kind of like ignoring it and moving on, and I will start Christmas. And by the way, this is going to happen in the next couple of weeks, just to let you know.
Okay, fine.
Then we've got the relationship transfer deadline day, where if you're thinking of leaving your partner, there's only a certain window of time you can do it, just like the football one, which is today. I can't believe this particular tradition has come around so quick. It's like the day where... Is it something to do with, like, steak, where you can eat steak on a certain day?
Oh, yes, the steak day.
Right. That seems to come around a lot. Or talk like a pirate day.
The steak day is once a year. Do you celebrate it more than others?
No. It just feels like it comes around really quick. And this one, exactly the same. So, let's head over to a bush just outside the Majewski Stadium in Reading. And our man in the bush, on the ground, it's Jacob. Hello.
Hello there. That was an immaculate pronunciation of Majewski.
Thank you.
We don't all speak like that, but I did appreciate the effort. Thank you very much.
Right. So, Jacob, if people haven't heard this tradition, tell us what you do on the show over the last few years.
This will be the second year you've had me on from a bush in the Majewski Stadium car park. The basic premise is that I have my phone on me and I take pictures of footballers as they rock up to the stadium to sign for Reading FC.
Right, so it's kind of like you're a football private investigator, isn't it?
It is, but it's more rough and ready than that.
Right.
In that private detectives get paid to do what they do and I don't.
Why did you start this again?
I don't know. I wanted to cut out the middleman of the local paper having to report on signings, and I thought, I can do this. I haven't got anything better to be doing. I mean, the bush was an act of desperation, really, initially, because I wasn't really sure how the stadium staff would react to me lurking in the car park. So obviously I thought it would be less creepy and less abrasive to actually get in the bush.
It has sort of become famous in its own right. And on transfer deadline day, people come to try see you in the bush.
Mm. That's right. In fact, as we speak, chaps, I am surrounded by a cohort of youths who have come down for a slice of the Bushwatch pie. And it's more about the spectacle and the experience rather than the actual... end game of seeing the players turn up.
Since we started covering Bushwatch on the show, I mean, it's gone up a few levels, would you say?
It has. I would say that you guys getting me on took me from being weirdo in a bush to being a well-covered weirdo in a bush.
You're now so famous because of what you do in the bush there that people, like, send you stuff. What have you been sent today?
Actually, nothing as of yet.
That'll change. Well, you're on the radio now, do you know what I mean? So people will, they'll take more notice.
My stomach is starting to rumble and the skies have opened, so I'm in need of a bit of sustenance.
Are you in the bush at the moment? My worry is here, we've created a monster. My worry is that your original beautiful form was you in the bush looking out for players. I worry that you've become too big for the bush.
I would like to think that fame hasn't changed me.
We've got way too big for the bush.
When push
rustle it. I don't believe you're in the bush.
Do you want me to give it a rustle?
Yeah.
Give it a rustle to you? Right, bear with me just one second.
Do you know what I mean, though, Scott?
In the foliage.
I worry he's gone a bit sort of like diva.
Can you hear this? Can you boys hear this?
Okay, go on.
I'm hoping my phone's waterproof. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Right.
Did the boys hear that?
Okay, yeah, I think you're in the bush, yeah. If you want to see this on Twitter, it's at Jacob South Klein, as in Calvin Klein, and you can actually see him in the bush there.
Nothing's happened yet. Hopefully that changes. We've got about 12 hours. Ish to change that.
So maybe should we ask for people to send you some waterproofs if they're near the Majewski Stadium in Reading?
If you could, or some wellies. I'm a size 13 though, so it's a bit of rubber.
Big few mates.
Yeah. Okay, Jacob, we'll catch up with you in a bit. Bushwatch on transfer deadline day. Thank you very much.
Scott Mills.
Do you ever have someone that's a bit more into tech than you and then send you a really kind of, I got this really late night last night going, change all your passwords. There's a massive security breach. 711 million people you've probably been affected. Change your password now.
From a tech friend.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, I'd probably worry a little bit then.
Yeah. And then he's like, I've just checked your email. You've already been done 5 times.
What?
Right. He sent me this site and you can tell how many times you've already been done, as he puts it. Don't quite know what that means. But I've been done 5 times. I'm probably not going to say any more on this because I'll probably end up revealing my new password, which I've just changed it to. But you like, I'm going to send you this site. You might want to have a look.
Scott Mills.
Right, we've got some great Chobuddy G news for you. If you don't know who Chobuddy G is, he's a character from a show called People Just Do Nothing, which we love. I actually watched the latest episode last night. It's on BBC iPlayer. The one where they had to change all the locks.
Yeah.
Well, they were trying to change all the locks.
It's awesome.
And they couldn't find the combination to the safe.
I love how much you're into this show. I remember showing you videos of them. You might not even remember when they just had a YouTube series.
Yeah.
And they went from YouTube to BBC Three, and now it's just massive.
It's kind of hard to explain, but imagine if it's like, I don't know, like The Office, but set at a pirate radio station. That's all I can kind of.
Yeah. And the characters on it are just amazing.
Chobuddy G is the man who thinks the Cotswolds is up north and that everyone there speaks like this.
You're a help, Doki. You're a mild mucker. Let's go for pint curry chips down the pub, mate.
I can't, for a while, did you remember I couldn't stop saying pint of curry chips, mate? Right, he's also remixed Controller Drake for us. It's about his ex-girlfriend, Aldonna. Who left him, and it's amazing.
Hey, you robbed me, you took my computers and my Mercedes. Oh, Aldona, Aldona.
Jeez.
Oh, Aldona, Aldona. Like Aldona, Aldona. Aldona.
I just have to look at him and I laugh. Do you know what I mean? I love him.
An emotional love ballad to the woman who broke my heart and stole my PCs and my Mercedes. Oh, Aldona.
He also gives great love advice. Here's what he recommended when one of our listeners didn't know what to buy her boyfriend for his birthday.
I've got some perfume. Now, you can obviously get Gucci or Saatchi, the David Beckham, whatever one he's got. But I do one called Sean Paul Gaultier. Okay, so it's like the reggae artist Sean Napal. Okay, and I've basically just taken his scent because I met him once and I got a bit of his hair. And then obviously, I'm going to chuck you in some peanut dust for free as well. Okay, now the peanut dust you can rub while you're giving him the massage. Okay, it's like an exfoliator as well. So you do that, and then all together with that, he's going to be a happy geezer. And if that doesn't work out, then please hit me up because you sound pretty hot, you know what I mean? So hit me up on Tinder, I'm on there, Spicy Bhangra Lover 69.
Yes. That's his Tinder name, Spicy Bhangra Lover 69.
Mm.
And now, with the help of Chris, he's done something absolutely epic for us. Chris has been working on this for a while. We mentioned it when we were doing the breakfast show yesterday, and you're going to be able to hear it on this show very soon. Imagine the David Attenborough show, but with Chobuddy G on it. It's Planet Girth.
7.5 billion people, 500 trillion animals, all doing it. 17 wonders of the world, one of them being me, Chobuddy G. 300 billion ants in Hounslow alone, 22 giraffes, or around that, somewhere near that number.
71% of the Earth's surface is water, is dripping wet mud. 22% is grass. 33% is mud. Majestic. Magical. Nature. Girth. This is Planet Girth.
Coming to this show soon.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.